Do you share every single detail of your life on social media? I really hope not, but isn't there always so much more you could share? Through both the good as well as the not so good moments of life, there are so many details we could share, but it would be TMI, too much information. So we share only our personal headlines and highlight reels. I love thinking back to when my girls were little and we took them to Disney World. Their little minds were blown from all they were taking in. The sights, sounds, tastes, and experiences they had were so much that when we came back home, if you asked them to describe the trip, all they could say was, "It was amazing." You'd get a few descriptions of their favorite moments, but they simply couldn't begin to share it all. There was so much more to be told. That's the way I feel about Jesus. I can walk you through the years of my life and give you all the highlights, but there would always be so much more to tell. I can take you back to when I was 8 years old and prayed one night to ask Jesus to come into my heart. I can describe the green dress I wore when I was baptized. I could tell you about teachers, pastors, friends, and family that God used over and over to love me, teach me, and guide me to a deeper relationship with Jesus. I could share moments God was with me in ways I will never forget. I could tell you about times His words led me, challenged me, encouraged me, and strengthened me. I could post about all the times God has spoken to my heart. I could tell you how He provided, redeemed, restored, and made a way in my life, working all things for my good. I can tell you I've been happily married to my best friend for 27 years and show you pictures of my girls and tell you He is a miracle-working God. Yes, there are so many moments and memories in my highlight reel with Jesus, but listen, there is so much more. Jesus shows up in my life every single day. He's in every single moment and every breath I take. My heart ponders it all. The Apostle John was one of Jesus' closest friends. John, along with Peter and James, were the inner circle and eyewitnesses to Jesus' ministry. For 3 years, they followed Him, learning and becoming the men that would build His church and spread the gospel. Can you imagine all the moments and all the memories packed into those 3 years? Through the gospel accounts, we get the highlight reels in a way, but I love how John expresses there is so much more. John 20, 30, and 31. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. John wanted us to know there is so much more he could tell us about Jesus, but it was too much for him to even try and contain it or write it all down. I love how he ends his gospel account with the very last verse, saying the whole world would not even have room for the books that could be written about Jesus. But know this, every detail, story, and highlight we have been given is for the sole purpose of the world to not only know about Him, but believe in Him and have everlasting life. That's the truth. When you give your life to Jesus, He gives it back in a way that you discover there is so much more to it. Discover it for yourself today. I'm Lori Klein.